From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, March 16, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Daily Mail that Dick Brooks of New Baltimore has been named the Greene County 2017 Senior Citizen of the Year, and Athens resident Ed Bloomer has been chosen to receive the Outstanding Contribution by a Senior Citizen Award. Brooks and Bloomer were chosen by the Advisory Council to the Greene County Department for the Aging. Both men will be honored at a special ceremony in May. Award recipients are recognized for their years of service and selfless contributions to Greene County. A Maine native, Brooks has lived in Greene County for 50 years. He said about choosing to put down roots in Greene County, and I quote, "Where can you find a better place? In all the traveling I've done, I've never run into anything that has more to offer than we have here," end quote. Brooks served as county legislator from 1995 to 2002 and a town councilman for New Baltimore. He served on the board of the Greene County Council of the Arts, as president of the board for Greene County Cornell Cooperative Extension, chairman of the board of trustees at Columbia Greene Community College, and deacon at the New Baltimore Reformed Church. Until last October, Brooks served as manager of the historic Catskill Point. Bloomer contributions including delivering meals and providing medical transportation for seniors. He has also served as a volunteer tutor and on the board of directors for Literacy Volunteers of America. Bloomer was part of an effort to preserve the Hudson Athens Lighthouse, served on the Athens Zoning Board, and assisted with the Athens Cultural Center activities. He is also a member of the Greene County Planning Board, is a volunteer for the Y Tri Athletic event sponsored by the Greene County branch of the YMCA, and serves as a trustee for the Collinburg Cemetery Association. Bloomer said as a message to his fellow seniors, and I quote, "It absolutely is a good idea to volunteer. Giving back is the best medicine," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton announced on Wednesday, March the 15th, she will not seek re-election in November. While saying the decision came after much consideration, Hamilton did not indicate why she chose not to pursue a second two-year term. Hamilton said in a statement, "The past 15 months have in many ways been very rewarding, and I am grateful to the citizens of Hudson for the opportunity to serve them at the executive level," end quote. Hamilton, a Democrat, has served as mayor since 2016. With 9 months left in office, Hamilton said there are plenty of things she would like to see accomplished, but offered no details. Hamilton said she intends to remain politically engaged in some fashion beyond 2017. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that CSX Transportation has begun work on a project to build 18 miles of new track from Coxsackie to Catskill. The track will run parallel to the existing line near the Hudson River. The new lines are part of a larger rail construction project from Albany to northern New Jersey, which was announced to the public in 2013. The estimated cost of the new track was $26 million. CSX Director of Communications and Media Relations, Rob Doolittle, said, and I quote, "The objective was for us to handle more trains. The work that's going on in the Catskill area is a piece of that project," end quote. The line along the Hudson River is vital to CSX's infrastructure because trains on the line carry freight from Chicago across New York State and up to Albany, Doolittle said. He said the impact of the construction on residents should be minimal. The Federal Railroad Administration confirmed the project will increase rail capacity. An FRA spokesman said, and I quote, "This will allow freight to move quicker with fewer delays and will reduce instances of the train being held on sidings while other trains have to pass through on a single track," end quote. Contacted by the paper, neither Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis or County Administrator Sean Groden were aware of the project. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that Representative John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, believes that humans have affected the Earth's climate. Faso and Representative Elise Stefanik, the Republican from Essex County, on March the 15th, joined a House resolution that says humans have had an impact on climate change. Stefanik and former Representative Chris Gibson previously signed a similar resolution in 2015. Last week, new Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt said he does not believe carbon dioxide is a primary contributor to climate change. He told CNBC, and I quote, "I think that measuring with precision human activity on the climate is something very challenging to do, and there's tremendous disagreement about the degree of impact, so no, I would not agree that it's a primary contributor to the global warming that we see. But we don't know that yet. We need to continue the debate and continue the review and the analysis," end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Chelsea Diana reports in the Albany Business Review that the Kinderhook Bank Corp's National Union Bank of Kinderhook is buying Patriot Federal Bank, based in Conajohori, New York. Kinderhook Bank will have 11 offices in 5 counties. The Columbia County-based bank has been expanding in the Albany area recently, too, and now has $601 million in total assets, $446 million in loans, and $521 million in deposits. The bank was founded in 1853 and only expanded outside of the county in 2007. You can read that full story in the Albany Business Review. Lauren Stanforth reports in the Albany Times Union that the state police and the state health department are far behind on answering requests for public documents, with more than 100 FOIL requests still pending from 2015. Most agencies, such as the State Comptroller's Office and the State University of New York's Administrative Office, are current on FOIL or Freedom of Information Law requests. The Times Union said it waited for 2 years for safety and inspection reports for Capital Region ambulances. Gary Holmes, an agency spokesperson, said, and I quote, "The health department stands by its record of thoughtful and timely review of all records requested by the public," end quote. The story coincides with Sunshine Week, an annual nationwide celebration of access to public information. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Atro Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that in Westerlo in Albany County, there was discussion of broadband and cell service at the town meeting on March the 7th. Dorothy Virch, chairwoman of the town's broadband committee, said the committee is looking to identify areas just outside Westerlo where Mid-Hudson Cable could expand internet coverage. Virch is gathering data for a presentation at the April town board meeting so that Mid-Hudson Cable can be approached in May. She noticed that plans for the county to expand internet to the hill towns would likely not reach Westerlo, as internet and cable companies besides Mid-Hudson Cable have not expressed interest in the area. The application for Tarpon Tower's 120 to 140-foot cell tower on Route 405 was moved to March 28th, with a visibility test on Monday, March the 20th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Virch said, and I quote, "People will be able to get the feeling of what the tower will look like in that area," end quote. Editor's note, Mid-Hudson Cable is an underwriter on WGXC. You can read that full story in the Altamont Enterprise. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today, with a temperature high near 28 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature of 11 degrees. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, sunny with a high near 34 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of snow after 2 a.m. There will be increasing clouds and a temperature low at 10 degrees. On Saturday, a chance of snow before 2 p.m., then rain and snow is likely. Cloudy with a high near 36 degrees. Saturday night, snow likely mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 7:03 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:04 p.m., That will provide us with exactly 12 hours of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 16th day of March 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.